Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 144. And we're going to start the news off with some sad news from one of our own. The Big Scary Show is very sad to report the passing of Scott Morrow of Schwenksville, Pennsylvania on January 17th from a heart attack at the all-too-young age of 54. He leaves behind a loving companion and two young children. Scott, known as the Fearless Ghost Hunter, created a radio show of the same name that was broadcast on Paramania Radio for many years. He was a former member of Our Haunted Lives on Paranormal Radio and the Voices Carry radio show. He was an avid supporter and organizer of HauntCon and was a team member for HauntPay. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Scott Morrow and offers up this moment of silence. We have this news from the Cinema of Horrors haunted attraction in Kelso, Washington. Hearts of Horror is back. The event that redefines date night returns February 8th and 9th for a terrifying Valentine's experience at the Cinema of Horrors haunted house at Three Rivers Mall in Kelso. Tour the attractions with the lights dimmed and only a candle to lead you through. There will be Valentine's photo ops, giveaways, and more. Online tickets include Valentine's chocolate boxes for the first 200 ticket holders. Pre-sale tickets are on sale now. Go to cinemaofhorrors.com for more information. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte, North Carolina. Meet Danielle Harris at Mad Monster Party 2019. Danielle Harris from Halloween 4 and 5, Hatchet 2, Victor Crowley, RZ, Rob Zombie's Halloween, Roseanne, The Last Boy Scout, Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, and way too much other cool stuff to list, joins the madness in Charlotte February 22nd through the 24th. For tickets, photo ops, hotels, and more, visit madmonster.com. Speaking of North Carolina, we have this news from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have a new guest announcement. With a new pet cemetery coming to theaters this April, we want to throw back to the original creepy little kid. Best known for playing Gage in Pet Cemetery and Dylan in Wes Craven's New Nightmare, we are excited to announce Miko Hughes joining our lineup this May. Celebrating all things horror, join us Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through the 26th at the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Get your tickets and much more information at CarolinaFearFest.com. We have this news from Fear the Walking Dead via BloodyDisgusting.com. The fourth season of AMC's Fear the Walking Dead is perhaps the most notable one to date, as it marked the crossover arrival of actor Lenny James' character from The Walking Dead, Morgan Jones. We've just learned that the fourth season is coming to home video, as it's heading to Blu-ray, plus digital, and DVD on March 5th from Lionsgate. In season 4 of Fear the Walking Dead, we saw the world of Madison Clark and her family through new eyes, the eyes of Morgan Jones, who played the story from the world of The Walking Dead, who joined the story from the world of The Walking Dead. The characters' immediate past mix with an uncertain amount of struggle and discovery as they meet new friends, foes, and threats. They fight for each other, against each other, and against a legion of the dead, and work to build an existence strong enough to resist the crushing pressure of lives coming apart. The home entertainment release of Fear the Walking Dead Season 4 includes 4 different audio commentaries with cast and crew, providing an in-depth personal account of how episodes 401, 405, 410, and 416 were made. The Blu-ray and DVD special features include Episode 401 audio commentary with executive producer Scott Gimple, showrunners Andrew Chambliss and Ian Goldberg. Episode 405 has audio commentary with director Michael Satrazimus, actors Jenna Elfman and Grant Dillahunt. Episode 410 has audio commentary with director Michael Satrazimus and actress Alicia Debnam Carey. And episode 416 audio commentary with showrunners Andrew Chambliss and Ian Goldberg. Once again, that's out on March 5th from Lionsgate. We have this news from the Halloween in Summer Festival in Magna, Utah. Ladies and gentlemen, boils and ghouls, gather round. Witch Renee Caputa Anderson and warlock A.W. Storm Anderson are proud to announce with their blessing Kilted Entertainment's Halloween in Summer Festival, Resurrection. The Art on You Studios legacy will be carried on through Kilted Entertainment, a nonprofit Magna-based organization, which is headed out by Steve Nosack, Vice President of the Magna Chamber of Commerce, Councilman on the Magna Town Council, and former Chairman of the Magna 4th of July, and his wife, Sue Nosack, Vice Chair of the Magna 4th of July. Renee and Storm will remain as consultants for the 2019 event, so you can all rest assured this event will be everything it has been in the past and more. Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 29th, and stay tuned for more updates at HalloweenInSummerFestival.com. We have this news from the Factory of Fear in Moline, Illinois. Join the Factory of Fear for a unique way to celebrate Valentine's Day. You could waste money on a movie and sit with 200 strangers, or you could tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Don't worry, we'll give you a glow stick to light the way. There's new rooms, new characters, a unique free photo opportunity in the Sean Flynn Photography 7173 photo booth, and admission is only $15. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/QC Factory of Fear. We have a little news from the Alien franchise via BloodyDisgusting.com. Thanks to a Czech retailer, we've learned that Ridley Scott's Alien would be released in the upgraded 4K Ultra HD format this year, and via AVP Galaxy, we now know that the 4K Ultra HD and Blu-ray release will be arriving in the UK on April 1st. No other information is available, and we're still waiting on an announcement in regards to a US release. At this time, we assume that we'll be getting a similar version here in the States. This year marks the 40th anniversary of the 1979 horror sci-fi classic, and it would seem that Alien fans all over the world have a whole lot to look forward to in the next 11 months. Stay tuned, we'll give you updates as we get them. We have a little news from Deceased Farms Haunted Attraction in Lexington, South Carolina. We want to thank all our fans for a great Halloween season in 2018. Now, come out and see us for My Deceased Valentine's. The dates for the event are Thursday, February 14th through Sunday, the 17th. Tickets are sold from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and are just $20. Our location is 382 Old Farm Road in Lexington, South Carolina. We're putting a Valentine's twist on our walkthrough attraction. Get more information at DeceasedFarm.com. We have this news from Haunted Hell in Nashville, Tennessee. Haunted Hell will once again invite couples to spend a very special date night in the depths of hell. Spend an evening with our terrifying family and get an exclusive first look at our 2019 builds. If you missed the 2018 season, want the first peek at the improved 2019 show, be sure to get your tickets in advance. This event is expected to sell out with only limited tickets available. We'll be offering full contact per request. Happening February 15th and 16th from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Get more information at facebook.com/hauntedhellnashville. And finally, we have this news from the film The Manitou coming to Blu-ray via bloodydisgusting.com. Another new announcement from Scream Factory, as the label will be bringing 1978's The Manitou to Blu-ray on April 16th with extras currently still in progress. In The Manitou, produced and directed by William Girdler, known for Grizzly or Day of the Animals, from the best-selling novel by Graham Masterson, quote, "What surgeons thought to be a tumor growing on the neck of patient Karen Tandy is actually a fetus growing at an abnormally accelerated rate. But when Karen reaches out to former lover and phony psychic Harry Erskine, played by Tony Curtis, she discovers that she is possessed by the reincarnation of a 400-year-old Native American demon. Now with the help of a modern-day medicine man, Erskine must survive this ancient evil's rampage of shocking violence and forever destroy the enraged beast known as the Manitou." Unquote. Stella Stevens, Ann Southern, and Burgess Meredith co-star. The reverse cover sleeve will feature alternative art. And again, that's coming out on April 16th. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Oh. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here for The Big Scary Show. We are live in Charlotte, North Carolina, having a great time. When I was here on Friday, this is Sunday, this man's booth just had a line out the door. You could not see his head because it was bent over so much, signing autographs, shaking hands with people. About 10 years ago when I was working for another podcast, this was one of the very first celebrity interviews I ever did. Good to see him again, Mr. Ken Kerzinger. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Excellent. You were Jason in Freddy vs. Jason. You've done years and years and years of stunt work. What's going on in your life now? It sounds like you've kind of retired from the stunt work business.
Yes, I retired from stunt work about 7 years ago, and sort of enjoying being semi-retired. Developing a new project right now called Crimson Creek Massacre, and it's going to be starring Willie Ames and the Soska sisters, which are here. You'll hear them laughing
right
in the background
next door,
here today.
Yep.
We actually set the Soskas on fire. Well, actually, they asked us to set the Soskas on fire.
So. They've been setting the convention on fire. It's only fitting, it sounds like, right?
That's right. That's right. Directed by a really good friend of mine, Laurel Chartrand, who we did. Also with the Soskas, we did a project a while ago, and so I'm really looking forward to working with him. And life's just cruising along.
There you go. And as I said, I've seen you at the occasional convention. I think you were at Mad Monster a few years ago and some other places like that. When people come up to you, what is the main thing that they're asking you and talking to you about?
What's it like to work with Robert Englund?
Who's also here.
He is. He's so busy and stuff like that, but it's always good to see Robert. He warned me years and years ago when I first, actually the first time I met him, he goes, Ken, we'll be seeing each other for the rest of our lives, and I didn't know what he meant. And he goes, conventions, I'll tell you all about it.
And here you are again. And as I said, you know, Friday you had the line out the door, you know, fans are still coming up to you today. They're getting pictures, signing, buying autographs, all that great stuff. So what is it like working with Robert Englund?
I think I dubbed Robert the Vincent Price of our time. He's just such a sweetheart. And, I'm in love with his wife, Nancy. We get to see each other and hang out and go for dinner together when we get together at conventions, although Nancy's not at this one. But, you know, he's just such a gentleman and full of stories, and I love seeing him.
When you retired, was that due to an injury, or was it due to, I think I've just had enough of putting my body on the line for this? What were the reasons for finally calling it quits?
Well, mostly because of the injuries. I mean, I was a stunt coordinator as well, and that's something that I could probably still be doing some of. But the fun for me was in performing, and I loved doing stunt work. So for me, stunt coordinating was sort of a management job, and that was like punching a clock, and not what I got in the business for.
Although no doubt you'd look great in a suit and tie, it's not exactly what you want to do. I understand.
I've never been a big suit and tie guy.
So you said you've got a new movie or a new production coming out, and you've got the Saska Sisters going on with that. When can we expect to hear things about that? Is that coming out anytime in the next 6 months to a year, or what's going on?
We're still getting the financing together for it, although I think last time I heard that they have it, and we will be finishing the project this fall. So I would anticipate a spring or summer next year.
And how can people get more information on that, or maybe catch up on your appearances at conventions where they can buy autographs and meet you and take pictures? Websites, social medias, how can people get more information about the life of Ken Kersinger?
If you go to Facebook, there's a Facebook page for Crimson Creek Massacre. You'll see myself, the Saskas, Willie Ames, Laurel Chartrand there. I think you can see a trailer for it on YouTube. So have a look, give it a like on Facebook, and next month I'm going to be appearing at Monster Mania with five other Jasons, and we're going to be doing in costume photo shoots. So be looking forward to seeing a lot of Jason fans there.
Is that up in Cherry Hill, New Jersey?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Excellent. Well, Ken, it's always a pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show, wishing nothing but success with, is it Crimson Creek Massacre?
Crimson Creek Massacre.
Excellent. Be looking for that coming out at your local Metroplex sometime in the spring of 2009. Once again, this is Ken Kersinger. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out The Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.